President John Evans Atta Mills has arrived in the Volta region to visit communities recently inundated by floods due to heavy rainfall. The areas are Adaklu, Keta and Dudze. At Adaklu Waya, one person died and 10 families, 36 communities were affected and 350 farmland submerged. We have on the line our presidential correspondent Seth Iya to tell us more. Hello, Seth. What has President Mills been telling the people of Adaklu Waya?
Well, Mercy, we just gave the Adaklu Waya community in the Adaklu Waya district of the Volta region. The president, well, a while ago, told the people that, you know, he is here to sympathize, to mourn and sympathize with them. You know, one person died over here as a result of the flood. And the president, you know, told them that he is impressed with the community's spirit, hard work and sacrifice in the face of the calamity that has befallen them. And he also assured them that the government will do all that it can, you know, to assist them. The president also went on to say that his government is in power to serve them, and he therefore shares in their joy and in their pain. Then the president also, you know, consoled the one person who died, the family of the one person who died, lady, we are told, you know, died as a result of the flood, leaving behind two children.
So
the government has actually, you know, made some donations to the children for their upkeep, you know, to the time that they grow or they become adults.
So, Seth, what is the situation? Are the floodwaters receding?
Yes, the situation here is that the floodwaters, you know, are receding. So far, we are yet to encounter any serious and flood situation, only that there are some parts that you could see, you know, stagnant waters. We just cross over a bridge which is almost, you know, full with water. The water is at the brink of the bridge. But then this area is actually looted for. It's actually a water-prone area. So the slightest or any heavy rainfall, you know, could cause floods. So the situation here, you can't see so much, only that you see stagnant waters, telling you that there had been heavy rainfall a few days before today.
Seth, we have 36 communities affected, 350 farmland submerged. The situation is quite serious. Has the presence of NADBO been felt in the area?
Yes, as we got here, NADBO, you know, initially had to do head count, and at the moment, government has presented to the Adaklu Waya district, or not more actually, 100 bags of beans, you know, 40 bales of second-hand clothing, 100 bags of maize, 100 bags of rice, mat, plastic buckets and cups, and other relief items. The Adaklu Waya district coordinator told me that 56 people have been temporarily, you know, displaced, but then most of them are putting up with their relatives. And at Adaklu Waya here, he told me that 10 families have been displaced. So yes, that is the situation in the whole district.
Seth, you have been talking about cups, plastic cups and things like that. What about food?
Yeah, just what I just narrated to you, that the government has made available to the district 100 bags of rice, 100 bags of maize, 140 bills of used clothing and other materials that will, you know, that will serve as a relief, you know, to the people.
And what about the people? What's their response? Are they satisfied? What are they saying?
Yes, the people are happy. You know, you could see that those who were heavily affected, you know, dressed in a morning clothes in black, all black and red, as we normally do when we have funerals. And so the people, you know, there's a mixed, you know, feeling among the people here. And those who have lost their family, those who have lost their family member, their lost farm, those who have lost other items, you know, are actually in a sad mood. But then following the assurances by President Mills, you know, there's some hope, you know, the people have gotten some hope. And I must tell you that this was epitomized in the address of the chief of the area, Togbega Todro, who said that this is the first time a visiting president, you know, has visited them, and they are therefore very happy, you know, that most of the work that the president has started, that they will complete with them. And so,
Thank you.
There's a renewed hope among the people.
Thank you, Seth Eya. That was our presidential correspondent, Seth Eya, telling us about President Mills' visit to the Volta region to communities recently inundated by floods.